Imagine, like you're driving a car, but the only dial on your dashboard is the speedometer. You have no idea what the fuel level is or, you know, your engine temperature. You just know how fast you're going.
Yeah, the craziest part about this specific dashboard is that it measures any movement at all as progress. I mean, if you crash, the money spent on the ambulance makes the speedometer go up.
Exactly. If a massive oil spill happens and we spend billions cleaning it up, our global dashboard, gross domestic product or GDP, it just goes up. It looks like a win.
Which is incredibly flawed.
So welcome to today's deep dive. We are unpacking a pretty provocative paper from The Lancet Planetary Health. It basically proposes a total system upgrade for global development post-2030. The core premise is that infinite GDP growth on a finite planet is just, well, it's failing us, and we need to swap it out for holistic well-being.
Right, because for decades we've built systems assuming humans are, you know, naturally selfish, endless consumers. But the science actually shows we are evolutionarily wired for cooperation, not perpetual status competition.
So if we're naturally cooperative, but our global system is deadlocked and heading for that cliff we mentioned, the problem really is who has their hands on the steering wheel.
Exactly. To fix the operating system, the paper argues we have to bypass politicians who are basically obsessed with appeasing donors. They propose citizens' assemblies, which relies on sortition. That means randomly selecting everyday citizens to perfectly represent the demographics of a population.
Oh, wow. So taking the money out of the equation.
Yeah. By removing the need to fundraise, these citizens can actually look at evidence and make value-driven choices without a lobbyist breathing down their neck.
I mean, I understand the theory, but I have to push back a little here. Isn't it incredibly risky to hand massive planetary policies to just a random group of people?
It sounds chaotic.
It sounds like mandatory planetary jury duty.
It does, absolutely. But it's a highly structured process. They hear from balanced panels of experts, deliberate on the trade-offs together, and work toward consensus rather than just voting along party lines.
And we know this actually works in practice. Ireland used this exact model to break a decades-long deadlock on abortion rights.
Yes, and France used an assembly to draft real climate policies. The authors are actually pushing for a permanent global citizens' assembly.
Well, if everyday citizens are suddenly empowered to rewrite the rules, the very first place they are going to look is where they spend most of their waking hours.
The workplace. Globally, only 21% of workers feel engaged. We currently treat work as a purely transactional survival mechanism.
Just clocking in and out.
Exactly, which completely starves our biological need to contribute meaningfully to a group. That's why the paper advocates for democratizing the economy through employee-owned enterprises.
Like the Mondragon Corporation in Spain or the Emilia Romagna Network in Italy, where workers actually elect management. It's the difference between being a rented tool on a construction site versus an architect who owns a share of the building.
That is a perfect way to look at it. And during a severe recession, instead of a CEO firing 10% of the workforce.
Which happens all the time.
Right. The workers instead vote to temporarily cut everyone's hours by 10%. Nobody loses their livelihood, and the pay ratio between the top and bottom is vastly smaller, which kills the status anxiety driving wasteful consumption.
But doing all of that forces us to rethink the literal ground we stand on. The paper argues we need a completely new approach to land governance, moving away from treating the earth as a commodity.
Because commodification creates massive vulnerability. The paper highlights that roughly 60% of land in Africa is currently under customary tenure.
Meaning communities have managed this land for generations, but without a Western-style piece of paper proving ownership, a corporation can just swoop in and legally sell it right out from under them.
Precisely. The paper pushes for integrating indigenous knowledge, moving from extraction to stewardship. It's about valuing hidden services, like how a healthy forest purifies a local water supply.
It's a shift from ownership to reciprocity. And we evolve to thrive in diverse landscapes, not behind arbitrary fences.
Yeah, we don't need to invent a new human nature. We just need institutions that finally align with the cooperative nature we already have.
So the post-2030 upgrade requires deliberative assemblies, democratic workplaces, and reciprocal land stewardship.
Exactly.
Which brings us back to you listening. If you were randomly selected to sit on the very first Global Citizens Assembly tomorrow, what is the first well-being policy you would put on the table? Something to chew on the next time you look at the dashboard.